Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. This is the fourth beatitude from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. This is a promise to people who are really needing something. They have a deep need and it's causing them difficulty and pains. And Jesus says to these people, you are blessed people because you're longing for one thing. You're longing for the right thing. It's righteousness. Righteousness is doing what is right. It is having a right state before God. Your heart is right before God. And you are seeking holiness in your life. You are really seeking to be like Jesus. He is the one you value and you want to be like him. It's a kind of perfection that we don't normally understand. It's a perfect life that's lived for God. And if I do not hunger for that life, I don't know God and I don't want God. And this kind of life has no interest to me whatsoever. So these people who are hungering and thirsting after the righteousness of God, they have somehow been changed. They're not like the normal run of people. They're not just living their lives in this life for this world, but they see there's another way, that there's God's way, and it's not like their way, nor like anybody else's way either. And they see that their way is not right, and they need to repent of it. So these people experience two symptoms in their inner core life. Symptoms of hunger and thirst. Now, when our bodies are hungry, we can tell they're hungry because we've got this kind of empty feeling in our stomach. And our energy levels begin to run low. And we know we need to get something to eat. And that will benefit our bodies. If we ignore the hunger pangs, then our stomach will begin to rumble and make noises. It will make complaining noises to tell us to do something about it. It warns us that we're hungry. And so normally we go somewhere, perhaps we go home from school, get something to eat. Our body needs that to function and to stay alive. If we don't eat, we will eventually die. Many people do die of hunger in our world, because they don't have enough to eat. So Jesus identified people who were hungry in a spiritual way. That there are people who are longing for spiritual food and they're seeking it with all their hearts because the lack of it is causing them trouble in their lives. They know that they're lacking something really important and they feel empty for it. And they're searching for this spiritual food that will strengthen and keep their souls alive. So really these people are hungering for God. They want God. They realise they need God. And maybe they've tried things in the world, but nothing in this world will fill that need of God in their lives. Only God can meet this need. So they start to search in the Bible, or maybe to talk to Christians. And as they search in the Bible, they learn about God and they get this inner help. What happens is the person who can help us is our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And he says that he is able to meet that need that we have for God because he said, I am the bread of life. And anybody who comes to Jesus will never experience spiritual hunger again. When our bodies are hungry and we eat junk food, it fills us up. We eat crisps and sweets and fizzy drinks. They're bad for us and they make us unhealthy, but they seem to help us for the short term, but it doesn't last. But if we eat our dinner, our proper dinner with proper food, or we have bread and butter, toast and butter, this is good food and it fills us up and it gives us energy for a long time. This food keeps us healthy. So Jesus is like this kind of food in our souls. He is bread to our souls. He can fill our souls. He can make us strong in his strength and he makes us healthy, spiritually alive. If we don't eat the good bread that Jesus offers us, We're going to get weak and we will die. So Jesus is the Word. He is the bread of life. He is the food for our souls because he is the one who died to save us. And his death on the cross purchased eternal life for us so that we would never die. And only spiritual life can be found in Jesus. And if we don't eat the bread of life, we will starve to death, just like our bodies will starve to death without the physical food. And also as Christians, we need to read the Word of God always. We need to eat the bread of life always to stay strong in righteousness and in God's ways. So Jesus says, if we are hungry for righteousness, for his food, we will look and we will find Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus talks about thirsting for a drink. Thirsting for a drink is strong and powerful drive in our bodies. We can last for a while without food, but we can't last very long without water. When we get thirsty, playing sport or on a hot day, we really want a lovely, cool drink of water. We get really thirsty. And to be thirsty for a long time is very uncomfortable. And we will eventually die if we don't get a drink. It's like somebody in a desert who has no water left and there's a long way to go home. But they're not going to make it safely if they don't get water. We long for water in a dry and thirsty land. We're desperate for it. It's a desperate feeling. If we don't get it soon, we will faint and we'll never wake up. Jesus said, I am the water of life. I am the living water. People who feel that inner thirst to be is good because they feel their need and they can call out to Jesus. He will give them the living water. And he says, when we drink of his living water, we will never thirst again. He is always there to refresh us and sustain us with the power of the Holy Spirit. When a person becomes a Christian, they get the new life of Jesus and the Holy Spirit lives in their life. And that fresh and cleansing water will pour out of our lives every day. Other people will see it and they will know that you are a Christian. So if you are here and you are thirsty for the life that Jesus offers you, you can come to him and he will give it to you. He will give you the new life that you need, that you are wanting. This is for people who are desperate to have righteousness. This is for people who are so thirsty that they will seek the Lord. People who have tried this world's refreshments, they're no good. People who hate what's evil all around them and want the righteousness of God in their own hearts. So the question is, are you hungry enough for this? Are you thirsty enough for it? The truth is, we only come to Jesus when we see and feel our need. We have to be dying of hunger and dying of thirst before we will seek him. But we also have to realise that this world is no good. The things of this life will never satisfy us and will always leave us hungry and thirsty. It's a good day when we realise this. It's a good day when disillusionment sets in our minds and hearts about what life is about. And that's the day when I will be hungry and thirsty and call out to Jesus because I know I'm going to perish without him. So let's do that. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. I feel my sins strongly and I want to get them dealt with. I want strength not to do them again and again and again. I want the righteousness so that God's presence is with me and I can read the scriptures and understand and I can pray to God. I want the righteousness for the things I need and things that other people need. I can pray for them. I want to pray for people who are not seeking God right now and ask God to speak to them. I'm seeking the righteousness for God's power so I'll serve him and speak for him. And then those beautiful things in my life that people will see, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, patience, goodness, kindness, all these things will be seen in my life as I live for him. And that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. And when I go to be with him forever at the end, it will be filled completely and I will be righteous.